Shalmi Brachos, today's Daf Yud Beis. We're continuing with the end Mishnah at the end, the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Mishnah continues the discussion of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Mishnah before laid out the machlokas. Beis Shammai holds Kriyat Shema has to be said b'shachov kamech, has to be said lying down or standing up. And according to Beis Hillel, it means only in the time that has to be said in the morning and evening, the time that just came, the time that you get up. And there's no restriction on the way a person has to say it, what position he's in. And the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah has a maisa where someone tried to follow Beis Shammai. Amar Rab Tarfin. I was going on the road. And I wanted to Mekayim, say Kriyat Shema Mekayim, the Shita of Beis Shammai. So I got off my horse. And I went, it was the evening. And I lie down in order to be able to read Kriyat Shema the way Beis Shammai says. And I put myself in danger, sakana, because of the robbers. Because you're vulnerable, you're lying down on the ground, and you're vulnerable to robbers, listim, that come along. And therefore, rather than being where you could be standing up and you could run and you could hide, and therefore he tried to do what he did, and he was able, and he put himself in sakana. So Amloi Yechom said to him, "Kadei Yisrael Lachov La'atzmacha." It would have been right, Kadai, for you, that Yitaka would have been killed by the robbers because of what you did. Why? She'avartal Divrei Beis Hillel, because you were over on the words of Beis Hillel. And if it was, like the Tei Moshe says, if you would have died, it would have been blood on your own hands. You would have caused it because you showing that the law is not like Beis Hillel. The more is going to discuss what's so terrible, or why would it warrant death for doing something like this? He wanted to be machmir and hold like Beis Shammai. Why is this so terrible? We'll see in the Gemara. Gemara continues. Chavrei v'shem Yochanan. The Chachamim said the name of Yochanan. Dodim divrei sofrim divrei Torah. The words of the sofrim of the Chachamim are beloved. The divrei Torah, the words of Torah. We're going to see that the words are going to keep on giving several different mamorim to show the chavivus, the greatness of the words of the Chachamim, that they're equal to divrei Torah, or even greater, as we're going to see in a moment, that there's a special quality and that the Chachamim had in what they hold when they say their psak halacha. Dodim divrei sofrim and divrei Torah. V'chavivim k'divrei Torah, and there is divrei Torah. Chikek v'yayin tov. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim that referring to chikek v'yayin tov, that your palate is enjoying the yayin tov, great wine, which means that it's a wonderful dachacham. It's chavivim. It's beautiful. It's enjoyable. It's sweet and pleasant. Like chikek yayin tov. Gemara says another way to say this b'risa shemer bar hava v'avav b'shem of Yochanan dodim divrei sofrim l'divrei Torah b'chavivim yosem midivrei Torah. Their words of sofrim are beloved, but more, they are even more chavivim, more beloved, more dear than the divrei Torah itself. The words of Torah kito tovim dodecha miyayin, as the pasuk says there as well. Then Shir Hashirim, referring to the words of the Chachamim are even more chaviv and more dear even than the words of the Torah. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Baba Bar Kohen b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, take the look at chavivim divrei sofrim midivrei Torah. I'll let you explain to you that we know that the words of Torah are words of the Chachamim are chaviv kedivrei Torah. Shenarei every tafrin. Where do we see it from? Our Mishnah. Etafrin ilo kara. He wouldn't have recited Kriyat Shema if he would have not said it all. Lo avi over Allah say. If he wouldn't have said Kriyat Shema, and he would have missed the entire mitzvah of Kriyat Shema that night, what would be the consequences? Lo avi over Allah say. Be over vatalan say. Then say of saying Kriyat Shema. Mikabel malchus shemayim. There's no malchus. There's no misa. It's just being over and say. Vatalan say. Vadesha over al divrei hillel. But because he went over and he was over on divrei hillel, and he was trying to show the halachos like he wanted to pass like Beis Shammai, Kineged Beis Hillel. For that, the Chayiv Misa, you even Chayiv death. The Chacham said to him that death would have been coming to you, and you would have deserved it. You would have brought it on yourself because of what you did in showing that your luck is like you, that you hold the luck is like a tarfin and not like what he called now the ma'isa. This is the halacha, whether you consider him a zakin mamre or not. This was the question. It's we take it very seriously, and it's even more chaviv because again you violate Torah to nasei, you violate the divrei chachamim. You're over. You can be chayv misa. The mar continues the pasuk. Al shem uparitz nad gadar yishkenu nachash. The pasuk says in echo that in referring to, again, the idea is to be pirates gather, a person who breaks the gather, the rules, it should not be, and it's kind of nakash, a stake will bite him. Again, a person who goes over and violates the Chachamim, so Mechuyav Misa will die from the what do you call it, a terrible punishment from the snake, the bite of a snake. Tari Rabbi Yishmael, Divrei Taira, Yesh Bem, Yisrael Yesh Bem Het, Divrei Taira has Yisr and Heter. Why? Yes, because there's some things that are asa taras, there's some things that are mutter. Yes, the kulam yesh lehem chumrim, it has kulas and has chumrim. Avol divrei seifrim, kula and chumrim, and the words of the chachamim, they're all, you're over the words of the chachamim, all the words are chumrim that you're mechuyav misa. Again, the same idea, that we see it's more chumrim, divrei chavivim, divrei seifrim, even more chashiv, more severe than divrei taira. The divrei taira has all these aspects to it. Halakha Drabbanan only has whatever he says, whatever the Chacham say, that's enough to be considered a statement that you have to follow. Halakha, you have to follow or you're mechuyav misa. So the Gemara, I'll bring you right that this is so shukay. Then it's not we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Sanhedrin. Now get to a Zakin Mamre. A Zakin Mamre is someone who's right to be at the Chacham, right to be at Sanhedrin. He's a Zakin, he's a Talmid Chacham. However, he votes against, he doesn't follow the majority, doesn't follow what the head of the Sanhedrin comes out, what the Rov of the Sanhedrin paskins. So he's considered a Zakin Mamre. And Omer, and he says, well, example, what's a Zakin Mamre? If he says, ain't tefillin, la'ar al-divrei Taira, there's no din tefillin, there's no mitzvah tefillin, pater. So he's not Mechuyav Misa, he is a Zakin Mamre, he gets all kinds of punishments, but there's no Misa. If he says that there are five chlotafos in the tefillin, you know there are four compartments where we have the cloth. Chamim was the one who darshan that, and he says there are five, not four. Chayav is mechuyav misa. Again, another case we see by Zakin Mamre that it's worse to be over divrei sofrim is even yoser, even more than to be over a din taira where you mechuyav misa. That's the halacha of Zakin Mamre. The halacha applies to any case where we have publicly a person is makabel the words of a Beis Shammai or someone where halacha is not like where we clarify halacha is like Beis Hillel, and the punishment is misa. Continues the Gemara. Pusik says that you should not atat for tifun. Do not go ahead and give lectures or preach and teach things like tafulei lo yisag b'malchus. People don't do people that will not that have no shame. The ksiv ativ l'chayayin seicher. The pusik says the same idea where he says I'm only going to go ativ l'chayayin seicher. I'm going to go ahead and give you enough to drink, the wine to drink, and we'll see what that means. That people that are only listen to people, only chacham, only to tell them to go to drink. Otherwise, they don't listen. Now, what does the Gemara say? Navi zakel amayim damo. What is a navi and a zakein compared to? A melech shalach shnei pato and shalach medina. A king who sent two of his officials to the medina. Alach a man, one of them, he said, Hikmat Kosovi wrote on him, Hein omar lechem chosim shali, umasam tirin shali. If a person goes ahead and claims that he's from belongs to me, and when it says that he doesn't show you the chosin, doesn't show you my ring, my signet, v'samtanin rinchali, doesn't show you any simonim that he's mine, that I sent you, that I sent for him, tamino don't believe him, don't trust him. The other one he said, even though I don't have any signs or proof that I come from, believe me, You can trust me, but you can trust him, but lo yichotam. He does without the signature, without the signature, things that identify him as a messenger of the king. I'll give you a nice of my face. That's the navi. But Ramacha, but here apia Torah sheirucha, the Torah that he teaches you, which means that the halachas of a zaken is a navi. We listen to it because the navi comes from the word of Hashem. And therefore, of course, we're mechuyev to listen to the words of the Navi. He gave us some office and showed he was a Mavi Hashem, and therefore we're mechuyev to listen to him. Hey, Zokei, the Talmud Chacham, doesn't say that. Hashem didn't give him any sign, didn't give him any office. Yet I pay a Torah Sheirucha, because of the Torah that he has, that he represents, you have to respect him, you have to listen to him. Otherwise, the same punishment applies of Misa, for someone who violates the words of the Chachamim, words of the Zaken, words of the Talmid Chachamim. Now, the Gemara goes back to the Maisa of the Mishnah, Hadin Tamim Mishiyot Sabasko. This Talokah that we said, obviously, that Tafan was criticized, and he was encouraged, said that you should have died, you deserve to die, because you violated Hillel. It's obviously after the Basko came out and said that Hillel was, that we passed like Hillel. But before the Basco came out, there was a lot of we must be Machmar on himself. Be Machmar, Beisham Beisil. Lino go Chumar Beisham Beisil. You want to do the Chumar of both Beisham Beisil. Azena Mach Sil Koshadlach. Torah says, on this, you're a fool going in darkness because it's a fool. Pasik and Echa. You take the Chumar of both, the two opposite Shitas. That's the wrong way to do it. That's a fool. Very cool. You take the coolest of both the Shammai and Hillel, take a Russia. Then you're a Russia. You're looking for opportunities to not to follow the halacha, to do things that are easy. So you take the coolest of both. That's considered a Russia. Ella, what's the proper? Either take the coolest of chumras of one, the Shammai, or coolest chumras of one. You take it a base Hillel. You have a choice of taking the two. How did it take much as a Basco? That's before the Basco came out. Then you could go ahead and choose which one you want. The coolest of chumras of either one. Basco came out, the halachas like Beis Hillel. They're called over on the Beis Hillel, Chayav Misa. Whoever's over on the words of Hillel is Mechuyev Misa. That is a rule that was set down, and therefore you have to, or Tafan violated that, and that's why he deserved to be punished with the Misa. Okay, so now the Gemara established that, went into some side tangents about the Indian of listening to words of Chachamim. And the Gemara sort of continues a little bit with this theme to answer these questions that try to understand Rav Tafan's Maisa. So you tell me now the reason why he was punished because the Basco, he said it after the Basco came out. Where was the Basco? It was Yavna that the Basco came out. It wasn't a Basco that every single person heard. Those who were Chachamim in Yavna, those are the ones that heard it. And Tifa, they're the ones that heard it, but once it was heard, once it was said by Hillel, everybody knew it was that this was the halacha. It was set aside in the Beis HaMikdash by the Sanhedrin, and therefore, everybody's mechuyev to follow the words of the Zaken, words of the Chacham, words of the Divrei Sofim, even on the threat of punishment of death. Negdu Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shaka, back to the halachas of Birkos Krishma. Krishma, you have two brachas that we say before Krishma, and one bracha that we say after. Before we say Yotza Orv Avarabba, and the one we say afterward is Emes V'yatzi. That is the seder of how we do it in the brachas. These are the brachas that we say. Barav, in the evening, is the Mishnah. We say two before, two in the beginning, and two in the end. Right? Marav Aravim and Avasalam. And we say before, and then we say Emes Bemuna Vashkivenu, and two at the end. So one is big, one is long, one is short. The long, obviously, is the one we say Amuna Vashkivenu is the shorter one, and we say this is the brachas that we say by Krishma, where we say Krishma in the evening, Chazal Masakin, and Krishma in the morning. Welcome to Alamel Harith. It says in a place where a person could go ahead and say the bigger bracha, Eroshalakatzi. You can't say a smaller bracha. Where you say a small bracha, Eroshalaharich. You don't make a big bracha. You don't switch around the brachas. You have to say the small one, the katsu one, the easy, the one that's shorter, and one that's longer. Lachdom, if you want to go conclude a bracha, Eder's allowed to. We can't do it. In other words, you want to go ahead and say a chatim of a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, like Birkas HaPeres, Birkas HaMitzvahs, the Haredim bring down as Loshon of Rashi in Brachos. So the halacha is, you can't go and you can't change. The lakdom is to change the end of the pasuk. You have to do it the way there's Masaka and Hershalatim. You can't go ahead and conclude it on your own with a brach at the end, brach ato Hashem at the end. That you can't do. Hershalatim, but not. You say Hershalatim. Well, you can't do it. You can't do it where there's not. You can't chayseim. And where it's not chayseim, you can't go ahead and there in studa bracha in kachos. You have to follow the sage of the brachos that was given down by Chachamim, by the Chazal. The Gemara says, why do we have to have these brachos before Kriyat Shema? Two before, two later, and two after. It should be that the day and the night should be equal. So therefore, we say these brachos equal, just like in the morning, we say brachos in the evening. It should be the same. The morning and the evening should be the same. Should be the same. And since by Shachos, we know we're sacking Birkos Kriyat Shema this way, so a Meir would want to do, evening want to do the same thing. Levi says the pasuk. What do we do? We say the Shema. We say seven, accompany them with seven brachos, seven blessings that we give on each and every time. It says where the seven that we're talking about. We'll see when we total up all the ones in the days that we say, we come out that we total up that amount. Whoever's Makayim seven times each day to praise Hashem, which means by saying the Birkos Kriyat Shema before and the Birkos Kriyat Shema afterwards, it's like you're Mamish Makayim Gisabo Yom Halayla. So those brachos that you say are significant, that you're considered as if you were Gisabo Yom Halayla by saying these brachos before and after Kriyat Shema. Says the Gemara Vayta. Mara explains Vaitana. Why is the reason that we say two Parshios? And we said explain why we have the Birkos Kriyat Shema, but why do we Korin Shtei Parshios Halol B'Chol Yom? Why do we have these two Parshios each day? Each day we have these two Parshios. And and which Parshios are we referring to? So the Mefarshim is discuss which ones we're referring to. It says Korin Parshios, Shema V'Hoyom Shemoa. These two that we say every morning, Shema and Shemaya, is two psukim, is two different parashios, and we say all of them. The question is, why do we say all of them? Why do we have to say both of them? Maybe back on Shnei Parashiyos Kol B'Chol Yom. I believe we have Simon says, Simon Oimer, Meshachos HaTorah B'Shechina Kiva, says Shechina Kiva. Connected to the two, we say two. Rav Levi Omer, V'Me'asar HaSadibros Kolohem, because the two are only an abridged version of the Sarah Adibros. Sarah Adibros is a Kol in all of them, and therefore, that is what we're saying. Saying Shema, I was saying a shorter version of it. That's what we're saying. The Rambam is going to break down. Where do we see the Aseres HaDibros in these brachos? A person who goes ahead, who loves the king, Racham Malka, he's not stabbing. He's not going to swear that it should go any further. Which means, this is the mitzvah of Shabbos, which you have. And the Gemara says, there's Mekayim, seven mitzvahs in one day, which means seven praises, which we're saying is the answer in the main to the brachos, seven in a day, Kiyam, Megisav Yom Valayla. It's a Kiyam of the Pasik of Megisav Yom Valayla, as if you went ahead and you learned that and warranted those brachos. Okay. Gemara continues the explaining with our sensitivity was. We just gave a few of them. The Gemara Mishnah continues something like Shabbos and Kacha. Lamad Tiskar. It should be Rabbi Yoimer Zumer Tzitzah say, this is Mitzvah Shabbos that we talk about. Shekula connected to Mitzvah Shal Torah. It's connected all the Mitzvahs of the Torah. The Ksiv as Shabbos Kachako Datulem Mitzvahs Kukim Torah Tzivisa. Why is Shabbos singled out from there in the Tzivui? I'll tell you that it's equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and therefore we're mechuyev to go ahead and keep them, and that is what it's telling you. The pasuk's telling you, they're referring to these mitzvahs that one is supposed to keep. That's why we have this psukim to remind us of the Aseres HaDibros. We're going to stop here and continue where we see the rest of it in the other parts of Shema.